Polygon is dominating US dollar coin transfers, and Algorand coming out ahead in the quantum battle as Google releases a major report on quantum computing. Quantum is here, maybe earlier than people thought. You have until 2029. We're going to look at all that on, plus more on today's Frugal BC show. And Algorand actually doing quite well against the market. Mostly probably under that quantum news. So very interesting stuff today to get started with our live stream. Welcome back. We're Frugal BC, bringing you the utility coin news in the crypto space, bringing you the truth. We don't sugarcoat things. We don't shill. We try to get to the bottom of the matter. And had a pretty interesting post this morning. You can check out the newsletter link in our description, along with our sponsors, Haystack, and our you can join the channel members. But I had an interesting post about is the free lunch era of crypto over? I think it kind of is. And maybe we can dive into that a little bit if we have time today too. But welcome everyone. Algorand pumping compared to the rest of the market, which otherwise has been pretty boring. There's a couple other outliers like Unised, Leo, and Zcash, which is also coming out ahead in the quantum news today. We'll dive into that. Hope everyone's doing well out there. And I have to say, every once in a while, I listen to some of these other crypto podcasts, and it's actually kind of amazing how bad some of them are. And they have access to some pretty big guests. I stopped listening. I'm no longer going to be listening to, I don't even remember what it was. What was it called? The Block? Not The Block. No, what was it? Oh, Unchained. Yeah. They bring up these, they comment on the crypto news, and they get right into the commentary. They don't even explain the underlying news. Now, that is journalism 101. You always have the nut graph. You always assume your listener hasn't heard of what you're talking about. The three things that they were talking about, I had not heard of. So I had no context for what they were talking about. I kind of sort of pieced it backwards. But it's very disorienting to the listener. I'm just kind of surprised at how bad some of these are. That one was so bad I actually took it off my podcast feed. But you can listen to this as a podcast just by going to your favorite podcast app, Spotify, Apple, and all the others. You can find the Frugal BC. Just search Frugal BC and you'll find our podcast, which is what we do with these. So quiet chat again today. I'm a little surprised, but it tends to pick up over time. So, let us know you're here. But just a reminder, if you press that like button, if you're watching right now, go ahead and hit that like button because it helps get this out to more people. It's like the number one thing that you can do to help the channel. It helps us. It helps us have a bigger conversation around the coins that you like. So remember, you don't have to smash it. You can just press it ever so gently. And it works just fine that way, too. And just a reminder, we're brought to you by Haystack, the trading app on Algorand that is mobile first and one of the easiest ways to make trades on Algorand. So check that out in the description below. And you can become a channel member and see videos before anyone else. We post the low tier, the tier one gets you videos before anyone else. Tier two gets you our weekly portfolio update and experiments. I got a brand new experiment around Alpha Arcade. I built a baseball prediction engine, and so far it's been paying off pretty well. It's pretty interesting. So I'll be diving into deeper to that this week, on the for channel level two members. So if you're already a member and you want to upgrade to see that, you can do that in the description. But well, enough of that. Why don't we get to the market since the chat's pretty quiet and it's been quiet. I lost a lot of people going from 10:30 to 11, and you know, I get it. People get into habits, and it just 10:30 just wasn't working for me. It was just such a scramble to get everything together, trying to make these thumbnails. I've been using Gemini's Nano Banana to make the thumbnails because, frankly, it's going to make better thumbnails than I can. However, sometimes I wish you had a little more control. I wish you could go in and say, I wish it put them together in a way where you could just kind of like delete stuff. That would make my life a lot easier. But enough about my complaining. Let's get into it because overall, the market is just looking so dull and boring and uninteresting. And this is probably the time you should be investing in the assets that you believe in. And that's true, whether it's Bitcoin or stocks or what have you. Everything is kind of down and at a discount right now. So if it's stuff that you believe in long term, this is a great buy, great buying opportunity. But we do have winners. So, I mean, we'll just talk about Bitcoin being at around 67 and had dropped a little more than that. So, but nothing too terribly exciting. Ethereum sitting over 2000. So I guess that's good. It's been holding that 2000 level for the most part, going a little below it. BNB at 608. I mean, this was at like 900 before. XRP down to 131. Solana at $81. This was up to 90 not too long ago. Obviously, it was over 200 at one point. So take that for what you will. It's got a lot of volatility. You know, Solana tends to be a coin that really takes off in price. You know, I don't like the fundamentals of it, but the market doesn't seem to care. And the crypto market for a long time has just not cared at all about fundamentals. It just does not care. Would it be nice if it did? That'd be great. It just doesn't. Tron at 31 cents up into number 8, and then Dogecoin at number 9 at about 9 cents. Now, Bitcoin Cash at 470, hitting number 10, Hyperliquid right behind it. Yuna said Leo bucking the market. I'm sure we'll see that when we do the top on the 24-hour cycle. So why don't we see who's got the green candles? I think you're going to see a surprise here. That's right. Okay, River at number 1. Midnight, the Cardano project, at number 2 at 12.5% up. Zcash, 10% up. And Algorand, 7% up. Now, you might be wondering what's going on. What do these two have in common? Well, they were both mentioned in Google's paper about quantum computing and how they basically have a quantum chip that can defeat cryptography. We're going to dive deep into that in our Algorand segment. Zcash and Algorand benefiting here. Now, it's nice to see it bucking the market, which you don't see a lot of. You don't see a lot of news impacting prices, but this seems pretty clear when the rest of the market is down. But these two, which were both strongly mentioned, are in the top 10 for daily gainers. That's significant to me. Anyway, number 5 is DEX. We've seen this one now before a few times. Unisud Leo tends to be a counter mover to the market, which I find pretty interesting. Just another new one on the top 100 at 2.3. Pax Gold at 1.5. Yeah, look at the price of gold, how much that's collapsed already. But to me, that's a buying opportunity because over time, I think gold is going to be, it's going to be a good value. And then Bitcoin Cash, 1.3% up at 9, and then Tether Gold, 1.3. And I always wonder whether I should even count these when I look at, oh, EURC is up there too. That's interesting. And that I haven't seen that in the top 100. I mean, it probably snuck in there at some point, but it hasn't been in the gainers, so I haven't seen it. There's a new one called Sun too. Interesting. A lot of new ones. It's very interesting to see the new ones pop up. Anyway, let's see the 7-day. River's not on there. It's actually a loser on the 7-day. We got MemeCore. We got Chili's. We got Dex, Zcash. Yuna said Leo, like I said, tended to be a counter mover. Canton's up there at 4%. We heard an interesting argument last week that Canton is not really a blockchain. I have to admit, I don't fully understand it. I didn't fully understand the argument. It's a little higher. Gomer Y1K says KTA. Okay, I don't know what that means. Gonna have to expound there a little bit, buddy. Don't know what that means. Ondo at 4%. I haven't seen much out of Ondo lately. Ondo hasn't appeared in the top 10 much lately. And Midnight rounding out the top 10. Algorand just behind. So, you know, one of the things I've been saying about Algorand and Hedera is that they're almost never in the top 10 for losers or gainers. Kind of both. That's pretty good, I think, huh? I don't know. It's a signal of low volatility, and that in an altcoin that might not necessarily be a good thing. I wouldn't mind low volatility if it was like a slow, steady peak to the upside, like index funds. You know, index funds tend to just kind of slowly creep along higher over time. They're not exciting, but they tend to be winners for people who just want to hang on. And Algorand, Hedera, kind of behaving like that, except kind of going the wrong direction sometimes. More Algorand than Hedera, though. Let's see who's losing on the 24-hour. I always have to go to the winners first. That Siren one, now that was a strong pumper. It's a high volatility coin, it appears. Down 41% in 24 hours. That's pretty stunning. Kita coin. Okay, but what about it? What about Kita coin? What do you want to know about it? 8.5% for layer zero, down on the 24 hours. Stable 8.1. Say at 7.7. Now, just as I say that, here's Hedera down 5.38% on the day. Number five for losers on the 24 hours. So is Hyperliquid, Aster, Cardano, Shiba Inu, and Polygon dropping to below 9 cents. Polygon looking like Algorand. In fact, Algorand might be a little higher at this point. I'm not sure. Even Solana is on that list at 11. Canton down at number 13. Let's go 7 day. River leading the losers on the 24-hour at 28%, just about. Layer 0 at 19%. Say 19%. Aptos just under 15%. WorldCoin down 13.6%. Morpho 12.58%. Tezos 12.41%. Caspa just under 12%. Aave 11.6%. And Stable 10.9%. It's interesting. I've been seeing a lot about Tezos lately. Trending in Coinbase. I don't know if this is a good coin. Yeah. Honestly, if it's outside the top 100, I just tend not to care. Let's see. Let's take a look. Doesn't look like it's the top trending coin anymore. I don't see this on the list. We'll take a look. Why not? KTA, Kita at number 168, so outside of the top 100. We'll let this load up here a little bit, and then we'll move on. Green Blue says Robinhood listed near is Algo next. So we'll get to that in a second. So here's Kita. This is the all-time chart. Pumped up a lot last summer, fall, and then it's been kind of dropping since. So we got a little pump up recently, but if you bought anywhere in here, you are in the red right now for the most part, or maybe break even. What does it do? Let's just see what it does. Why not? As a scalable and efficient solution, Kita serves as a common ground for diverse payment networks, facilitating direct interactions across multiple blockchains. Its native tokenization and rule engines allow participants to create and manage digital real-world assets with comprehensive control and compliance, integrated directly into the protocol. So, sounds basically like Ondo, by enabling trusted KYC providers to issue secure digital certificates for user accounts. Kita ensures regulatory compliance and digital identity verification. I mean, listen, I don't know all the details on Ondo, but this sounds very, very similar. I'll admit it's, pumping at the moment, but yeah. See, I just don't get that excited about, if I haven't heard of it, I see it as the crypto's job to get me to care about it. Because if they haven't been able to overcome that barrier, then why should I care? And it's so hard to differentiate yourself in this space these days. So Robinhood listing near. So Robinhood specifically uses wish lists. So it uses the number of wish lists to list its coins. That's what it does. So if there's basically if you want to see Algo on Robinhood, then you got to wishlist it. And if not enough people are wishlisting it, then they're probably not going to list it. So everyone can complain about manipulation or, oh, they're trying to suppress Algorand. No, it's a pure popularity contest. And kind of makes sense if you're a business owner and you're going to list them. If you're going to list tokens, you probably want to list the most popular ones first and work your way down. I don't know what it takes for them to list it. I imagine there's some stuff that has to go on in the background. I would also imagine like EVM-based chains are probably easier, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. I have no idea. I'm not going to pretend like I do. So let's go to Algorand. Gomer says he's going to be jumping into Algorand. Well, we're going to talk about the Algorand coins and see if anything interesting is happening there. I saw USDC at a dollar, and there was a part of me that was like, sorry, we got to adjust this a little bit here. I was like, I thought Algorand was a dollar, and I'd be like, well, that's crazy. I'm doing some selling today. a lot of green candles. That's good to see. Green Blue says should at least list the 17-18 commodities. Well, like I said, they're going to list them based on popularity. So the more people that want it, the more people they're going to give people what they want. That's pretty standard business practice. Yeah, like I said, Algorand at 7%, one of the better tokens, even amongst Algorand tokens. Alpha Arcade has been dropping a lot lately. My bag was over $500 at one point. Now it's at two something. Haystack, down a little bit too, up on the 30 day by 17%. But one of the few layouts like this that actually includes the 30%, kind of a surprise. Folks Finance, up almost 7% on the 24 hour at least. So that's something. Polkadot 6.7. Let's see. Vocoin is up. Where's Ludo? Where's Ludo in the chat? Where's Everyday Algonaut? 6.4%. Let's go. And DonkeyDAO at 13.4. That's pretty good. And Pheasant Pluckers still have managed to say that correctly, because if I get it wrong, I'm probably getting demonetized on YouTube. Well, probably not, actually. But that is 13% up on the 24-hour, but down 5.8%, which is the same as DonkeyDAO. It's down like 10% on the 7-day. Let's see. Just looking for any other outliers. I mean, Meld Silver and Meld Gold are up, but that's just following the price of gold, I believe. GoldDAO up, not as much. And ASA Gold also not up as much. Interesting. And then looking at the top here, on the top ticker, this will include some of the ones that don't show up on the top, because it's listed by, is it TVL? Yeah, top TVL is how they're listed here on the Haystack screener. Haystack is a sponsor of the channel, by the way, and we're happy to have them. We have our link down in the description, so you can check it out for yourself. Easiest way to trade on Algorand, and they find the lowest fees, so definitely worthwhile. Mobile first, you can get it right on your phone. So if you're watching, go ahead and check that out. You'll like it. And yeah, we got money at up 25%. Munko, fun little monkey coin, at 17% up, so that's pretty good. I believe these are 24-hour ones. Nico up 15%. That's nice. I have a pretty big sizable bag of Nico, although it's not sizable by volume, not by dollar amount. It was at one point in time when I received it. DDAO up 14%. Now that one goes up. We talked about that already, but if you own the DonkeyDAO NFT, you collect some DDAO just from owning it. And then there's like a little game you can play too. There's a staking thing. Sometimes I forget to keep track of all these. Fezzi's at 13, Vest at 11, IGA at 11, P Gold at 8, Folks 7, Mine 7, Votecoin 6%. And then we got our silver and golds. Coop is in there at 5% too, and Nova at 5%. So, interesting stuff on the Algorand coins. Let's head over to SaucerSwap to look at Hedera coins. I don't have a Hedera segment today. Seems like Hedera news has been really quiet. Eddie Gill says Eric Schmidt from Google invested $17 million in Kita. I heard Kita is buying a U.S. bank. That's interesting. So unlike Algorand, Hedera is down 5.5%. SOS is down 5%, as is HBARX. Skipping the wrapped ones as always. Bonzo is down 5.5, Dovu down 6, XSOS down 5, PSL down 7, PAC down 4. This is a bloodbath on the Hedera tokens today. Probably, if you believe in these, maybe a good buying opportunity, but I'm not telling you what to do. Gib down 21%, Grelf at 3.6. Like I said, skipping synthetic assets, 5.4 for DaVinci down, Karate down 5.6, everything is down, KBL down, Steam down, Xbonzo down, Mouth down, HST down 5.5%, HSuite down almost 7%, oof, rough out there, MFN down 5.5, Hashtree down 5.5, Doza down 8%, oof. Lehman down 6.5. I do really like, you know, they made his head like a lemon. Lehman, lemon. Gomer says Kita is awesome. People, a lot of love for Kita in the chat today. Smack FM down 8. Jam down 10. HCHF 5.8. Suit at 8.8%. Galaxy down 5%. Dino down 6%. Sendex down 8%. Whew. I'm telling you, it's a bloodbath for Hedera tokens. Corgi, that's a new one. Fins and Corgi, did we come across these before? I think these are new on the list here. 5.5 down, sorry, 5.25 down for Fins, 5.5 down for Corgi. Hurt, however, is up 4.6%. That's our lone gainer today on the Hedera markets. Dino Pack down 6.3, Carrot 3.3, XPack down 3%. Stickbug down 5.4. My poor Stickbug. Hey, here's USDTO is on here now. That's new. Obviously not going to change much over time. And then VAC down 5.5. So not looking good for those guys. That is rough, sir. That is rough. All right. Hopefully our X doesn't freeze this time. I tried to shut down a bunch of stuff, so hopefully that helps. By the way, if any of you guys will be, if any of you guys are watching on Vertical, I'd be super curious. Because I don't know if it actually gets shown. I don't even know how to check that, to be honest. I think we'll start. Green Blue says, is a Hedera affected by Google spamming about how much they love Algorand? Well, it might be the lack of love for Algorand is what it might be, but we'll see. In fact, that's where we're going to start today. So I'm going to get another drink of water and we'll get going. But actually, I got one more thing. Ultra B-Kick says, where do you think BTC USD is heading? I think we're going to be trending on a bottom for a while. So I'm treating it as an accumulation period. And nice to get a comment on Kick. I don't get too many of those, so it's cool to have that. We're about to start our Algorand segment now. Maybe afterwards I can dig into that a little more. But right now I think we're floating on a bottom. That was the previous high. I think people forget about that. You know, we had people be like, oh, it's the same price as it was 5 years ago. Yes, but that was the top. And this is the bottom. And there is a major difference. And frankly, if I see someone saying that, I know that they don't understand crypto and market cycles and volume and how that works. Sell and buy pressure. You know, it's a big difference. So anyway, thanks for the question, Ultra B Kick. Nice to see somebody commenting on Kick. We don't get a lot of comments over there. Okay, well, I have been on record for a long time saying the concerns about quantum computing and crypto are overblown, and I still feel that to an extent, but some shocking news from Google makes me think maybe we should pay a little more attention to this. Oddly enough, Algorand comes out very well in this paper. So let's break down the news here. All right, so this is right from the block. Plenty of organizations writing about this. Google warns quantum computing may break Bitcoin earlier than thought, prepares 2029 transition. A new blog post from Google Research said the necessary resources for quantum computers to break cryptocurrencies have been a 20-fold reduction. This may allow quantum computers to launch on-spend attacks targeting active crypto transactions still in the meme pool. Google recently announced a 2029 target for migration to post-quantum cryptography. That's pretty amazing. That's coming up in 3 years. You know, it's interesting because when I hear 2029, I think, well, that's a long way in the future. And then you remember, oh, wow, really? Sorry about that. Anyway, I think that's like a long way in the future. And then I'm like, no, that's like 3 years from now. That's crazy. So a lot sooner than people thought this was coming, because a lot of people were saying this is 5-10 years away at best. Google saying, nope, we got the technology. It's coming way sooner. Now, where does that come in? Well, as the Algorand Foundation says, Google Quantum AI just published a landmark paper on quantum threats to every major blockchain. Beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum, no blockchain receives more coverage than Algorand, cited for live post-quantum deployments across signatures, state proofs, key rotation, and smart contracts. The alarm has been sounded. Algorand has been answering it for years. Now, what do we know about this? Well, the background of Algorand, the history of the Algorand blockchain, has been quantum secure for years. I mean, this has been the case for a long time. Now, the transactions right now are not quantum secure. So it's important to keep that in mind. They have the ability right now to do it, though. The Algorand has created quantum-proof transactions, and that'll be important going forward. That will matter. Now, it hasn't happened yet, so it's not being used yet. Now, why is it not being used? Because actually, it would cut your TPS to about a tenth. So that 10,000 becomes, or was it a hundredth? I think it might have been a hundred factor. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's actually 100. I heard some people, we covered this on another live stream, but it dramatically reduces the speeds. Let's say that for sure. That we can say for sure. So it's going to be a ways before this gets implemented, because you're going to have to deal with the very slow nature of the transactions versus very speedy right now. So you might get like 100 TPS instead of 10,000. So anyway, so Algorand got mentioned more times than any in this, which this is from Mikkel here, who works for the foundation, or doesn't have a logo. Interesting. Anyway, says, I went through Google's quantum paper and counted every major blockchain mention and citation. Hedera, 0. Avalanche, 0. Stellar, 5. Tron, 6. Cardano, 7. XRP 14, Solana 16, and Algorand 32. So Algorand gets mentioned in this Google paper more than any other blockchain. Now, it's interesting because I had an argument with a Hedera bull who was saying that Hedera was more quantum secure than Algorand, and yet Google not mentioning it once, not at all. I think Zcash was in there too. I thought this comment was interesting and worth mentioning. This was from Mert. I don't know if I follow him, the CEO of Helios. Don't know what that is, really. Zcash will be best prepared for quantum, and it won't be close. By the way, with quantum, there's only a threat to stealing funds. Not only a threat to stealing funds, but also to breaking privacy and tracing past private activity. Due to the way most systems implement privacy, they are almost all vulnerable. Zcash is the least vulnerable because of its ZK design not leaking any details, already has a quantum proofing roadmap in the works today to be ready by summer. And Bill says, I'd say Algorand is possibly further along. I'm a big fan of both. Some guy really going off on Sui, but I don't know. I think that's, I haven't seen anything about quantum proofing with Sui, so, you know, good luck. I think this is really important, and it looks like quantum computing is further along than I expected. Now, I still wonder because here's the thing. Right now, this is going to be cutting edge technology. It's going to be cutting edge technology in 2029. And the thing I'll say is, like, do you think the entire, let's put this in perspective, the entire crypto market, like the entire market cap of all crypto is less than some of the major stocks, single stocks, you know, NVIDIA is bigger than the entire crypto market. So I got to think a chain the size of Algorand or Hedera or Cardano, is someone with a quantum computer, is that going to be their first target? I don't think that's even going to be their fourth target. I think it's going to be pretty low down the list. Now, I can see Algorand is trending here. So, hey, maybe there's something to this. I do think it behooves the chains to be quantum proof. And especially with this 2029 roadmap, which Ultra BKick says, that makes sense if 2029 is the migration target. Do you think we'll see a massive rotation out of order coins into these Polygon Matic sooner than people think? Well, I would say Algorand, not Polygon. Algorand is the one that got mentioned like numerous times in this Google paper. And I definitely want to get a chance to read through this because I think that's pretty interesting. Now, I don't know if this is what they were pulling from it. I'll have to look, but it definitely will be interesting to see what they had to say specifically. And I think it actually kind of is a mistake for Algorand not to quote the Google paper more in their post. We can get into that. And then Bill Barhart, in case I didn't mention, by the way, you know, I brought up this quote from him. Bill is on the board of Algorand, but he's also the CEO of Abra and the founder of AbraFi. Not that I know what that is, but big player. And that was a big get for the Algorand Foundation, by the way. Definitely stuff we'll be diving into over the next coming weeks. But let's move on to our next news item. This one I just pulled, so this is probably already going on now. Algorand CEO Stacey Warden will be speaking in Bloomberg Live in under 15 minutes. So way to give us a heads up there. Now, maybe it was a last-minute invite, I don't know. But I got to say, like, that's probably the best photo I've ever seen of her. So, you know, good for them for getting that very nice photo. And I know people aren't fans of her. I get it. And right now she's the CEO and she's going to be speaking on Bloomberg. So it's nice to see if you're a big Algorand holder. Hey, you want to see that exposure for sure. What else do we got besides quantum? That was kind of the dominating thing. Speaking of chats, this from Paris Blockchain Week. Most people building a blockchain are standing on the shoulders of Sylvia McCauley's work, whether they know it or not. A Turing Award winner, MIT professor, and one of the foundation figures of modern cryptography, McCauley has spent decades thinking about consensus, trust, and the mathematical foundations of secure systems. When he speaks about where the public blockchains need to go next, it's worth listening carefully. And by the way, so they got this, this will be Wednesday, 4:40 p.m. to 5 p.m., and wherever they are, I don't know what time frame that is, so it doesn't really help very much. But you notice something. He's going to be interviewed by John Woods, the CEO of Nillion. So what do we got here? We have, by the way, no mention of Algorand. Sylvia McCauley is the founder of Algorand, not mentioned anywhere in this post, which seems kind of crazy. Although I know he's kind of distancing himself from Algorand these days. Working on the fiat chain, which maybe I'm kind of hoping he'll talk more about because I think a lot of people want to know what that's about. And being interviewed by John Woods, who currently is the CEO of Nillion, but he's the former CTO of Algorand. So, and you know, great guy. He's been on the channel a couple times when I've had interviews. Very smart guy, very charismatic. He was kind of almost the de facto spokesperson for Algorand for a while. So, anyway, that is coming up. It's a long ways off. It's April 15th, so something way down the line, but I think this is very interesting. Greenblue says, I love that they accidentally forgot to change the font color on Algorand on Silvio's card. Well, I don't see, I don't even see an Algorand, I don't see any Algorand there at all. So I'm not sure what you mean there, Green Blue, but definitely a chat I want to tune into. That's very interesting. I thought this was interesting too, breaking: former CEO of MoneyGram, the world's second largest money transfer provider, Alex Holmes, announces new position as CEO of Bitcoin Depot. Congratulations to Algorand board member Alex Holmes on becoming the CEO of Bitcoin Depot. That seems like a good connection to have. So not much to comment on there, other than it's a nice connection for him to have. Going down to this post, our last one for today: Algorand staking is now available on Revolut. Over 70 million customers can now stake Algo directly through one of the world's largest neobanks. I don't know what a neobank is, I'll be honest. Does anyone say anything substantial? And Solar says, this is a big move. Neobank integration is exactly what's needed for mainstream adoption. When users can stake directly through platforms they already trust, it removes the onboarding friction that's been holding back real adoption. Well, I'll tell you, I actually got brought into the Algorand ecosystem through Coinbase because they were offering staking on Algorand. That was, 2019? I mean, I think that was before the year before the pandemic, the summer before the pandemic. Maybe it was earlier than that. Gosh, the timelines are hard to... No, it couldn't have been. Gomer says, Keto and Algo is on fire. Indeed. Good day for Algorand, that's for sure. So I can see that because that's what got me into the ecosystem. But it was also... What got me into the ecosystem was it was first staking Algorand on Coinbase, and then that staking went away. But then I realized, oh, you just move it to an Algorand wallet and you can stake right in the wallet. Back in the day, then that went away. Then I started using DeFi. Now it's full back to node staking, or you can stake through a Ready Pool. Let's see, most underrated project on the market. Next stop, 2.5 billion Algo staked. Don't stake this beep coin because you're going to lose everything with this corrupt people. Well, no points for spelling there or grammar, but. Very interesting, and looks like we are frozen. So that's the end of our Algorand segment. Thanks so much for tuning in for that. I think that Google News is going to be a catalyst. I don't know for sure. I never want to say that stuff for sure, but it could be a catalyst because I think a lot of people are recognizing that that's a pretty big deal. And good, we're unfrozen. I can go back to... We got a Polygon segment coming up next. And lots of people tuning in now. Appreciate that. If you haven't already hit the like button, I'd love it if you do that. It helps get the channel out to more people. So everyone, if you wouldn't mind, please press that like button. You can do so ever so gently. You don't have to smash it, as I like to say. So I'd appreciate that. Let's see. How many people are watching? Well, we know how many people are watching. How many people have... liked it so far. Let's get a sense. Get the channel out. 12 likes. So yeah, let's get that. Let's try to get that up to 15. Let's go 15. Thanks everyone. Thanks to those 12 people who have hit the like button so far. You are the best. So let's just keep going. Let's get that momentum going. All right. So I always take a little break between segments. Not like a break. Do, 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 do. All right, let me drink a drink of water. In the battle for U.S. dollar coin dominance, it might surprise you who is currently winning, and that is Polygon. Yeah, that's right. We're going to dive into this news on Polygon being the number one network for stablecoins. This is shared right from Polygon. We're now the number one network for USD stablecoins. 178 million plus transactions in March. That's 22% of the global market. Polygon is where money moves on chain. That's right. And that is just a steady stream up. I wonder if there's any commentary additional. I've been very shocked at the number one for U.S. stablecoins. In India's 109 million crypto users haven't seriously shown up on that 22% yet. Scan said it was building on Polygon for exactly this reason, USDT on any UPI QR live today. That's a lot of acronyms. So yeah, that's just solid good news from Polygon. And they've really taken this move into payments, as that's going to be their big thing. So very awesome. Gomer says, if I can press the like button 100 times, I will do so. You're the best. I appreciate that, Gomer. And Todd Schultz, folks, be aware of how important it is for Bill Barr to be leading the Algorand Foundation. That is huge. Thanks for the comment, Todd. Yes, going back to our Algorand segment. But moving on back to Polygon, we got plenty of other news here. This is kind of interesting. You can rent cars with USDC on Polygon. You can now book car rentals from 1,700 top suppliers paying the USDC on Polygon. 50,000 locations worldwide. You can book that right on Travela. Travela's been diving into the crypto, by the way. So it's not just, it's actually not just Polygon that has, that's on Travela. It's a number of different blockchains, but you can take rental, you can buy your own rental car right on Travela using USDC on Polygon, and they're already leading the way in stablecoin payments. That's pretty amazing, I think. So that's just one more news confirming that they've really steered into payments. We shared that video last time we did our Polygon segment on how much they're steering into payments. But that's been a big game changer for them. In this one, from Now Wallet, Polygon made on-chain activity fast and affordable. Now you can make it private too. With Private Send in Now Wallet, you can now move assets on Polygon without exposing your transaction history. Fast, cheap, private. Use Private Send in Now Wallet. So that's interesting. That's just a wallet that is going to handle the privacy stuff on their own end. I don't see anything. Someone saying Polygon is a scam, which they always like to do. That's a trio that everyone wants: fast, cheap, and now private. I think that's great. You know, you have this option that if you want something to be private, you can just download this wallet and do it directly. They got the Visa logo on there too, which I think is interesting. I'd like to know more about what that partnership is. In fact, have they said anything about it? Let me see. Looks like they got they got NVIDIA on there. They got, let's see, what else? They've been adding apparently a lot of different cryptocurrencies. There's the Polygon news that we just talked about. Wanchain even on there. I talked to a guy a long time ago that was big on Wanchain. Interesting. Solana, BNB, Bitcoin, all on there. So very, very interesting development there. We might have to track them. In fact, you know what? I'm going to follow them because I think that's interesting. But let's move on to the next one. Stablecoin senders and peer-to-peer transfers on Polygon have climbed 28% to a new monthly all-time high of 3.51. Peer-to-peer payments, look at that. Just, well, they say transfers, but this is going all the way back to January 2022. That is just up and to the right. I think Polygon figured out payments, and whether that's peer-to-peer or through platforms is the way to go. And it kind of makes sense for a crypto company to be focusing on payments, right? Like, it makes a lot of sense. So it's kind of not a huge shocker there. This one I think is interesting too. This is from BlockOps Network. Excited to announce a new collaboration with Polygon. BlockOps is now Polygon's stablecoin infrastructure and delivery partner for fintechs across Africa, helping financial institutions onboard on-chain seamlessly. That's a tough thing to say. Africa's financial rails are moving on-chain. Here's what the collaboration aims to deliver. This collaboration is helping fintechs and institutions move from stablecoin experimentation to live, scalable, production-grade payment and settlement systems on-chain. Again, the move to, they said, this is what they did. They said, we're going to focus on payments. And now these systems just keep getting added in. As stablecoin adoption grows across Africa, infrastructure matters more than ever. Teams need more than access to a blockchain. They need infrastructure that is reliable, compliant, and built for real-life money movement. That's the layer we've been building at BlockOps. Through this collaboration, we'll help fintechs and institutions building on Polygon deploy and operate production-grade infrastructure for stablecoin payment rails, on-chain settlement, global remittances, treasury and compliance frameworks. The goal is simple: help African fintechs move from experimentation to live, scalable financial systems on-chain without spending months stitching together complex blockchain infrastructure from scratch. So kind of a do-it-yourself or a done-for-you service, allowing on-chain boarding to onboarding to stablecoin payments. So you're just going to see more and more payments happening on Polygon from what it looks like. And I think that's pretty cool. Now I got to find my way back. Oh, here we go. And I thought this was interesting. Collaboration announcement from Pega. Hadn't heard of Pega before. Let your agents running the business while you do what truly matters. So not, I'm guessing they're not English native speakers, but we'll forgive them for that for now. We are pleased to announce that Polygon has become the first EVM chain in our technology stack and a Paga app partner. What is Polygon? We chose Polygon as the first EVM chain for Paga because it combines low fees, high speed, and support for smart contracts, critical elements for automating treasury, payroll, and payments. Scalability and a mature ecosystem enable the creation of fully on-chain, non-custodial financial infrastructure that operates in real time and meets the requirement of modern crypto companies. Pega is an autonomous back office OS for crypto companies where AI agents, the CFO, CEO, and others handle treasury, payroll, legal, and compliance. We are building a future where companies operate without unnecessary operational overhead, and Polygon helps make this a reality. So this is very interesting. One of the areas that I am super interested in is on-chain payments through agentic payments, and how they're going to implement with crypto. So here you have a company that provides agentic services to other companies. So it's a business-to-business enterprise. And then the idea is that they're going to allow you to use Polygon as their underlying rails to make any kind of payments you need to make. So this is interesting because how is this going to implement is something that I've been thinking a lot about. You know, which chains are going to get adopted? Now, you would assume that they would be the fastest, the cheapest, and the most cost-effective, the most efficient. And that may or may not be the case. In this case, I think they're choosing Polygon. That's a pretty good choice. I think Algorand, Hedera, all are going to be good choices for agentic payments because you just really can't... When you have to make, like, microtransactions... It's just not realistic on a regular platform, on traditional finance. Just not going to happen. So this makes it much more realistic and likely to happen. And I think this is great. This is very good for them. So glad to see this partnership. And I'll be keeping track of more of these agentic partnerships going forward. And I think that is it for our Polygon segment. And the reason I'm becoming more interested in Polygon is I think they chose an actual niche. They said, this is going to be our niche. This is what we're going to focus on. We see where the product market fit is. We're not going to try to be everything to everyone. We're not going to have NFTs and DeFi and all this other stuff. We're the payments platform. That's smart. You got to differentiate yourself. Just like Chainlink. The reason I like Chainlink is that we're the Oracle network. This is what we're doing. We're focusing on oracles and blockchain interoperability, and that's what we're doing. They're not going to do this DeFi stuff. We're not going to have Chainlink NFTs. We're going to do this. I think that's smart. I think it'd be fine for another chain to be like, we're the NFT chain. But I think the idea of an all-inclusive chain these days, I think it's really hard to differentiate yourself. So that's just my thoughts on that. Good for Polygon for choosing a lane and sticking to it and frankly kind of knocking it out of the park. It's definitely worth paying attention to. All right. Todd Schultz says Wanchain is like VeChain. Kraken just listed VeChain and it's for a reason, FYI. I've seen a lot of hype around VeChain, but I rarely see much substance around them. But I think that's smart. I mean, they've made sure they got out in front of people. They've been sponsoring the UFC for a long time. And you know what? That puts it in people's heads. People see it and they remember it. Next time they go looking at crypto, they're like, oh, I remember VeChain. You think that stuff doesn't matter? It absolutely does. I read something today. It was saying, it was a tweet that said, let your work speak for yourself. And then the quote retweet was, no, actually, you got to go and put it out in the world to make sure the right people see it. And I think that's 100% true. I remember Sean Ford, who was the CEO of Algorand Inc. before it became Technologies, before it then folded back with the foundation, said, we were really operating on, we'll build it and they will come. And I'm like, no, they don't. That's the thing. You have to differentiate. And a big part of that is selling yourself, basically selling it to consumers, selling it to builders. I think Algorand's done a better job of that, but I still think Algorand has to do a better job of narrowing its focus. I just don't think there's room. There's too much competition to try to be everything to everybody. So you got to choose your lane. I think they've started to. You know, there was a lot of support for games and NFTs early on. I've seen that kind of pull back a little bit from Algorand, so, which I think is probably smart of them. So, okay, well, those are my two segments. I don't know if we have much else to talk about today. I might just call it early because I think I'm good. So, well, thanks everyone for tuning in today. I appreciate it. I hope you got something out of the show today. I don't know if we have anything to... Greenblue says Algorand reaching for 10 cents. It'd be nice if they don't nerf this up. Has it gone up at all? Let's see. Well, it's... Oh, yeah, 9 cents. Actually, it's gone up. Let's... just when I was about to... Is that going to be 2? Yeah. Sitting at 9.1 cents, up almost 10% on the 24-hour. So that's a nice little candle. The problem is I think you're going to see people selling off. I really do. Especially if it gets over 10 cents. I think there's a lot of people that are going to use that as an excuse to exit. And considering what the price action has been lately, I kind of wouldn't blame them. Although I hope I'm wrong. I hope it does well. It's nice to see now kind of everything is in the last hour, things have started moving up. You notice that? Not everything, but a lot of it is moving back up. So maybe Algorand helped drag the rest of the crypto market up. Wouldn't that be funny? That's probably a pipe dream, but just as I was about to wrap up, look at this, Algorand. Let's pull up the chart. Why not? That is taking a while. All right, so obviously that's all time, and that's a very telling chart, though, isn't it? One thing that annoys the hell out of me, though. Anytime I post a chart about something and I say, hey, this is up over the last day, that's cool. Someone's like, oh, show the whole chart. Here's the weekly. So that's looking good on the week too. And pretty nice over. Yeah, that's a nice daily chart. But even the weekly is looking pretty good. You had this big dip and now we're popping back up. Hopefully it keeps going. Chester Garcia says Algo 10 plus. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We will see. But that's good news. You know, the sidebar is always kind of interesting, too. Someone named Mary Elmerod says, I'm impressed by the 80,000 USDT prize pool lined up for this one. That doesn't even look like it has anything to do with Algorand, does it? Edge Algo. Crypto Butcher says Algo scalp long oversold bounce. Yeah, you know what? Can we do that on here or do I have to go to Vestige? Let's look at Bollinger Bands 4-hour chart. Oops. Yeah. Not that much of a... Well, yeah, I guess so. Usually I'm used to this being at the 30, which is a good marker. So that would be like right here. Oh, that is 30. I don't know why they had 25 on there. Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. We had the RSI bounce there. That's the 4-hour. Otherwise, yeah, weekly. Well, they're a minute, they're 2 minutes cool to see, unless you back up here a little bit. What about daily? What do the daily candles look like? Interesting. It is kind of timing to 10% plus, yeah. Percent, yeah. It is timing a little bit to RSI. Yeah. I mean, it usually does. So for those that don't know, when a candle hits the bottom of the Bollinger Band and tends to be around 30 as far as RSI, that tends to be a good sign that you're going to get a pump up. Green Blue says node stake under 3,000. Get it while you can. Yep. Or you can use a ready pool and you can do any amount too. So that's kind of fun. Well, that was a neat way to kind of end the show. And nice to have a little pop up. By the way, speaking of CoinMarketCap, you know, I actually got reached out to by someone from CoinMarketCap and said, yeah, if you start posting on CoinMarketCap, we'll boost it for you. And it's like, okay, cool. So I was posting there once a day and getting like crazy views on it. And I was like, well, I guess that's cool, right? And then it just all of a sudden stopped and I was getting like 1 to 2 views. So I'm like, okay. So then I stopped and they're like, oh, why'd you stop posting? I'm like, well, because you stopped boosting it. So what's the point? Like, what do I get for it? I get nothing for posting on CoinMarketCap as far as I can tell. So anyway, I just thought that was a little sidebar, but yeah, I guess, well, thanks so much for everyone for tuning in. I appreciate everyone watching. Yeah, nice to have a positive news about Algorand for a change and have an actual candle going the right direction. So thanks everyone for tuning in. Remember, you can watch this you can listen as a podcast just by searching FrugalBC on your favorite podcast platform. And if you do, give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate that a lot. Helps grow the podcast, which is neat. Also, channel memberships down below. You can join the channel member, get videos before anyone else. Not the live stream, obviously, but the clips we take from the live stream are standalone videos. And at the level 2, you can get our portfolio review and our various experiments on how they're going on a week-to-week basis. Last week, I was too busy to post one, and I feel bad about that. Although, I'm surprised they don't get a lot of views. The people who are paying for it aren't necessarily watching it, which is a surprise to me, but okay. Thanks. Gomer says, thank you. Hey, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate that. And definitely check out our sponsor, Haystack. You can start trading today and save a ton of money on your trades. Get the best trade possible through their routing system. And they have automated yield now, too. So if you got assets that are just sitting around, you can throw some yield on them. That's pretty cool. Otherwise, I'm FrugalBC. Thanks so much for tuning in.